Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome back to another Lock Talk. In today's Lock Talk, I'm talking about the dryness of my hair. My hair always being dry is like a legit struggle, so I just want to share what I think about it and how do I feel about it. And now that I have locks, like, my hair is even drier. So I want to share that experience with you guys and what I plan to do on combating it. At least take care of the inside so that way the outside will flourish, if that makes sense. So make sure you guys follow me on YouTube, Joanna Mullaney. Make sure you guys like, comment, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Over there I post or upload videos, my bad. And then make sure you guys follow me on Instagram. On Instagram, I upload every single Monday. And on Anchor as well. And as, time goes by, I upload on my blog as well too. So I just want to thank you guys so much. Let's get into this podcast. Without further ado, we're going to talk about the dryness of locks because I feel like it's not talked about a lot. And a lot of people suffer with dry hair. Like, my hair feels like chips. When I tell you I'm sick and tired of my hair being dry, Mulaney, she's over it. By the way, if you guys don't know who Mulaney is the name of my locks. I established her July 16th, 2021. So she's fairly fresh. She's been in the game for about 3 months. I just hit 3 months October 16th. Make sure you guys check out my last lock talk where I talk about whether or not you should go to a professional to do your locks. I personally am maintaining my own journey. I've made that known here and on Instagram. I do not care what people think, okay? Let me just put that out there because a lot of people think I care what they say about my hair. Nope. The hairstyle I have for today is 2 buns in the front of my hair and the back is out. I don't care what other people want to think. Like, oh, you think I look like a little kid? That's your business. That's your problem. Not my problem, and I don't care. So with further ado, let's get into this lock talk, and I'm gonna tell you guys what I will be drinking as well too, because hydration, I need to do another separate podcast on that too, because hydration is so important. If you don't hydrate yourself properly, then maybe your hair is not gonna, how should I put this, if you don't hydrate your hair properly, your hair is gonna be dry. Basically, your hair is like a plant, you have to water it. So let's get into it. So what I've noticed is that my hair feels crunchy. Like, if you look at my pictures, because I'm sure if you guys follow me on IG, if you don't, what are you doing? Go follow me over there. My IG is _JoannaHamilton. So basically, my hair has been really looking dry and crusty, and I just don't understand why. Is it because I'm not drinking enough water? Like, dryness makes me mad because that means there's no luster, there's no shine, there's no oomph. Like, you know how locks just be looking like they need a pick-me-up, basically. So my goal for the month of November, because I'll make 4 months, also side note, disclaimer, whatever, I'll be 4 months locked, and I'm happy and excited, okay? I don't want anybody to feel like, oh, she doesn't like her journey and she's doing all these stupid things or whatever, because I don't know how people feel about me. How people feel about me doesn't matter. Again, this lock journey is a little bit more personal to me, as I stated. So basically, my locks are really, really dry. Like, let me just take off my scarf and I'm gonna let you guys just listen to that. You hear that? Like, that is dry, crunchy, dehydrated. It's lacking moisture. It's not giving what it's supposed to give. And the reason why I emphasize, like, hydration for hair, because that's so important. Like, your hair needs water. I'm gonna have a lock talk on about a YouTube video I saw, and she was like that she doesn't moisturize her locks, but she's semi-freeform. But I forgot the post that I put on Snapchat, so I can't really read to you guys what I wrote. But that's gonna be another lock talk. Like, should you moisturize your locks? Because a lot of people think when you get locks, like, oh, you're not supposed to take care of it. I get it, it's low maintenance, but it's hair. Come on, you gotta give it some love. So my hair, as you guys can hear, it's kind of disturbing because it's like, why is it so dry when I drink fairly enough water? Like, maybe my intake of water is not as much as it used to because I lost my water bottle. Excuse me. I lose things like that because one day I'll have it and I'll have it for a good like month and be on a good routine of drinking water every day. Like, oh, I drink 64 ounces of water per day. And so I lost the water bottle, and I guess that was my motivation for me to keep on drinking the water. And so one of the things I want to talk about is, why are my locks dry? Like, I don't understand. And I feel like it's an internal problem, and that's okay, because again, this long journey is a little bit more personal to me. So I feel like internally I am lacking some type of hydration, because if I drink water and I drink lemon water and I drink kombucha, so those are the three drinks I will be highlighting that I'm going to drink for a whole month. If I drink these drinks, why is my lock still feeling dry? Like, I don't understand. So basically, my locks have been dry for quite some time. They're crispy like chips, like dry. When I tell you dry, I tell you dry. Now, let me give you guys a highlight or like a little segment into my moisturization routine. So my moisturization routine is pretty simple. I don't use a lot of products. I have products I could use for moisturization, but I don't want to because, again, I don't want buildup. And so, with that being said, I think it's important that we use products that give us hydration. They say that water is the number one source of hydration for hair, whether you put it on your hair or you put it in your body. Water. So, I kind of want to change up my routine. Oil and water doesn't seem to be working for me. I don't know if it's because I've remade my oil and it's too thick. Because when I made my oil, it was liquid, like liquid oil, like regular oil. And so I remade it this time and I didn't have enough oil, so it came out like a paste. I don't know if because of the substance change, if that is the reason why my hair is acting the way that it is right now, because it's very dry. And so my goal is to work on myself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Obviously, taking my spiritual journey, my relationship got a little more serious. I know this is not talk, but you guys hear a little bit more about my personal life and so on and so forth. So basically, I'm going to start exercising. I want to know if like changing how you do things and changing your mindset just a little bit. Not to change your mindset all the way, because some things are never going to change. I mean, obviously, by the work of God, yes. But like, if you don't allow God to work on you, things are never going to change. So my goal is to work on myself in those areas of my life. And I know it's gonna cost me, but it needs to be done. I'm sorry, this is the year of growth. This is the year of maturity and a better outlook on life as things move forward with the pandemic and whatnot. But anyways, that was a little off topic. We're not gonna get too personal anyways, but let's get back into this lock talk. So I'm just wondering, like, what's up with this dryness? What's up with this crunch? Like, I literally moisturized my hair all day yesterday and I'm like, yo, why is it so dry? So now I'm like thinking, well, maybe it's because I'm not drinking enough water. It could be that too, because when I'm home, I drink water here and there. Like, I got up this morning, I didn't get up till like 11, 12. And I drink a cup of water and I drink some orange juice and I eat some breakfast. Then I drink a cup of juice and then I eat some bread with some cheese. So my goal for the month of November, for 1 month, is to drink 3 types of liquid. 1 is water, 2 is lemon water, and 3 is kombucha. I know it's hard for me to stay away from like hot chocolate and juice and Gatorade too, because I feel like a lot of those drinks aren't necessarily hydrating. Hot chocolate is good, but hot chocolate within itself is it makes you very thirsty afterwards of drinking it, because it's a hot drink with salt, sugar, and all that other stuff, and it's good. So no hot chocolate. No Gatorade. Gatorade tastes like juice a little bit to me, just flavored water. And we're not gonna drink the Sprite, and we're also gonna ditch Starbucks. I know I could go through like 4 of their caramel frappuccinos like nobody's business. Like, Starbucks is so good to me, but we're ditching it. Okay, we're ditching that, we're ditching Dunkin', we're ditching the iced coffee. We're ditching all that. We're ditching the caramel frappe from McDonald's. And so, with that being said, we're ditching it because it's not healthy for us. 1, number 2, it costs a lot. Like, I can understand if you're spending your money on things that you know that you're going to drink. Like water, buy a case of water, you know you're going to drink that. That's good. Kombucha, you know you're going to drink that. Buy a case of kombucha. I don't know if they sell cases, but I know I can get one on my job for like $3, I think. Yeah. So with that being said, my goal, and I'll tell you guys a little bit about it in the next segment, because I think it's so important that we set realistic goals. So we're gonna talk about it. Okay, so as I digress into this topic, I just want you guys to know that hydration is very, very important. No, this is not hydration part two. This is just me experiencing dryness in my locks. However I was supposed to say that sentence, just listen to me. This segment is about me experiencing dryness in my locks. There we go, because somehow I said it and it didn't sound right. But anyways, shall I continue? So I've been experiencing dryness in my locks, and I kind of want to touch on dandruff too, because I feel like dandruff is also important too, because dryness can be because of dandruff, because dandruff is itchy scalp. So your scalp is dry, your scalp is going to be itchy, it's going to be dandruffy. I don't know if dandruffy is the word, but whatever. Anyway, so my locks have really just been experiencing this dryness, and it's not brittle, like breaking off or shedding. No, because our last lock style bantu knots came out very, very nice. But it's like, it's not breaking off and it's not brittle. It's just dry. And I get that because I do have 4C here. So let me make a disclaimer, because I know a lot of people be like, oh, wow, people be claiming that they have 4C here. For those of you guys that want to claim that you have 4C here, please know what the definition of 4C here is. One, it's always dry. Number two, it does not easily take in moisture, which is another thing. And I want to talk more about this in my IG post next Monday, because I feel like 4C here has a problem with letting in moisture. It takes what it wants and repels the rest, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So having 4C here and having this dry hair like a mat, like, I'm not going to be not honest with you guys. My hair feels like a dry mat, like a broomstick. And so I don't like that feeling of my hair, and I wanted to give that moisturized energy that it's supposed to give, because I did mini twists one time and they were moisturized. And I tell you, those mini twists had some flow. They had some flow, and you couldn't tell me nothing. But now when I start my locks, it wants to be all dry, and it could be that because I made the oil into a paste. I'm not really sure, but anyways, we're still going to use it because it needs to be used. So basically, because I'm experiencing dryness, I want to combat it. Like, I don't want to be having my locks for a whole year and they still be dry and crusty and crunchy. No. No crust over here. No dryness over here. No lock left behind. And so, with that being said, I kind of want to change how I do things. Number one, I want to make sure I'm intaking more water every day. Not on my locks, just in my body. Like, I want to test the theory if I don't moisturize my locks, because I seen the video of the lady not moisturizing her locks. Let me see if I could pull it up on YouTube real quickly, because I just want to make sure I have the video so I can play it and review it and do a talk about it. So she's freeforming and she does not moisturize her hair. So where is she at? We look up something. Free forming locks, but I don't moisturize. Some no use shampoo. I'm gonna watch the do's and don'ts on freeform locks, because I want to kind of semi freeform. I don't want to semi freeform all the way. Oh, Maya was born. She got managing dry freeform locks. Maya, why is she so pretty? She's another YouTuber that I watch. Yeah, I'm just checking out her page real quick. Oh, she talks about a lot of stuff on her channel. Go check her out if you guys are interested in her. She said, how many of y'all are still shaving, wearing bras during this economy? Anyways, enough of YouTube for a minute. So my goal is to drink water. So let me tell you guys the benefits of drinking water, lemon water, and kombucha. Because I don't want to say that I'm drinking all these things and I don't tell you guys at least a list of the benefits. So let's get into the benefits and then let's get into how we're going to incorporate drinking water, drinking lemon water, and drinking kombucha. Okay, so this looks like I'm a little bit comfortable because I'm underneath the covers. So hope you guys can hear me well. Headphones recommended. That's the actual name of a podcaster. He does like music and stuff. But anyways, let's take a look at the benefits of drinking regular water. Okay, so I'm a little comfortable with you guys, you know. Cozy up with me, talk with me. Anyways. Okay, so the benefits. Of drinking regular water. Remember that your body's like 60% of water. 60% made up of water. Okay. So getting enough water every day is important for your health. Drinking water can prevent dehydration, a condition that can cause unclear thinking, result in mood change, cause your body to overheat, leads to constipation and kidney stones. Water helps the body keep a normal temperature. So, what about for hair growth? Okay. Drinking water helps energize and support hair growth from root to tip. It also helps prevent split ends and brittle texture, as well as fosters a healthier scalp, meaning you'll have fewer chances of developing problems like dryness, itchiness, and dandruff. Okay, so I'm going to hold into that. Yeah. Good morning. Welcome back to this Block Talk About Hydration. Let me close my door. Sorry, I recorded something, but then I was like, never mind. Anyways, so this lock talk is about hydration, so I'm going to talk to you guys while I do this lock style because I need to do my hair. In the next lock talk, you guys see that I wash my locks. So, yeah, we're going to talk about hydration because I feel like it's very important from the inside out versus from the outside in. If you guys can understand that. And so, it's so important for me to replenish my hair with some moisture. Now, I'm not saying I'm the best at moisturizing my hair. I'm not, because I don't moisturize my hair as often as I should. But at the same time, I said I feel like moisturization for me is better internally than it is externally. Like, if I drink water, my hair will look and probably feel like it's more hydrated versus if I sit here and spray water on my hair, which is what I'm doing right now. But for this hairstyle, if you guys want to know, it's been 2 months. I washed my hair and I got some unraveling, so I needed to do a retwist. And again, we're maintaining our own locks. We did not start them, but someone started them for us. I'm officially going to be 4 months locked in a week and a half, basically, right now. But we're talking about hydration. Hydration is so important for your hair overall. Like, the health of your hair matters. And so you want to, like, kind of find ways to keep your hair hydrated. So I have 4 sections left to do. I'll take an hour. It shouldn't take me an hour to do 1 section. I want to take an hour and finish all 4 sections. And so, yeah, hydration is very, very important. Now, for this mix, I use my oil mix that I remade. I'm going to take you guys along while I remake the actual oil, because this came out more like a paste, and this paste is very, very drying, but we're still going to use it anyways. So, our brand two knots that we did came out pretty cute.
Interrupts are fairly easy. You just take the lock that you want to do, you moisturize it, twist it, wrap it around itself, and there you go. There you go. You got a bantu knot. Anyway, so yeah, I got my spray bottle with some oil and water that I'm using. And I think I'm gonna only do this style like every 2 months. Moisturize for me is gonna be internally. I know you should externally put water on your hair, but I don't feel like it does what it's supposed to do. Like, it gives that drying effect. For me, at least, per se. I don't know about anybody else. But my hair is low porosity, so my hair has a tendency to take in moisture but leave what it needs, basically. And when I wash my hair, I definitely get those water beads. They say that water beads is a sign of low porosity hair. So, with that being said, I know my hair. And my hair has a problem with being moisturized. My hair is very, very dry. Trust me, I know my hair after all these years. Doesn't matter what I put on it. Doesn't matter what I do to it. It literally soaks up what it needs and leaves it alone. Because low porosity hair is that. Like, when I show you guys pictures of me washing my Starbucks, you're going to see water beads. Because that's how my hair takes in moisture. Which is why I kind of don't want to spray my locks with water. I know that sounds stupid, but like, why am I going to spray my hair with water, if I know that my hair is not going to take in the proper moisture it needs, versus if I could just sit here and drink kombucha water and lemon water internally. Sometimes you got to figure out the solution for the actual problem, because the problem is dryness. Not breakage, not damage or anything, because my hair is healthy, but the problem is dryness. And so, because my hair is so dry, my hair is dry like chips. My hair feels like chips. It feels like chips. Like, it does not give off moisturized. It gives off stiff and dry. And it's going to give off even stiffer, if stiffer is a word, because I'm doing bantu knots. And bantu knots is a stiff hairstyle. Like, just the look and setup of it is stiff. So, yeah, I really just wanted to do this hairstyle because, of the fact that my hair was unraveling. When I tell you my hair unraveled, it unraveled. Like, not bad, but enough where I'm like, I gotta do something with it. And mind you, that was going a month without washing my hair. But I talk about washing my style locks in the next mock talk, which is November 1st. And so we got our water, so we definitely wanna make sure we stay hydrated. I think hydration internally is better than hydration externally, because hydration externally, your hair can take what it needs and leave. It don't have to, you know, take everything. I spray a little water on my hands. Do you hear that? Just listen. You see, you feel how dry it sounds? That's how my hair is. Literally, take a little bit of my oil paste and I take a little bit of gym and mix them two together. Take it, apply it to the hair, do the twist, wrap it around my finger securely. Once it's done, take it, make sure I'm separating it from the other one, because with bantu knots, you want to make sure that you're not like combining any twists, unless you want to combine your star locks. So yeah, take the tip of it, roll it around. Hydration is very, very important. Washing your style locks is so important. That's why I talk about that in the next vlog talk, because that's a part of hydration. Getting your hair wet, despite of whether or not it's going to unravel. Which mine's dead, of course, because that's part of the process. But I mean, what can you do? So, again, hydration is important whether you're loose, natural, or locked. Okay? Like, it doesn't. It's not a one size fits all, because you have to find like a customizable routine to your hair, like what your hair likes and what your hair doesn't like. So yeah, take a little bit of this oil. This oil is not that bad, it's just too damn thick. I didn't have enough oil to do so. So I made it into a paste, strained it, and tried to get some oil the best way I can. But my hair is getting where it needs to be. It's just time consuming to sit here and do it, you know? Which is kind of what I like to do. But, like, I've started Bantu locks. I'm going to call them that, Bantu locks, because it's really a lock with a Bantu knot. But I started this and I never finished. So I think this is my first time I'm going to successfully finish my whole head. And I have started this, but then I gave up and I was like, huh. Oh, I didn't know Bantu locks could be so long to do. This is literally the second day because I started this last night at 7. I finished half of my hair around 9, so it took me 2 hours. People ask me how long it took me, it took me 2 days because that's exactly what it was because I went to bed. I didn't go to bed, but I stopped doing my hair. So my hair is getting, it's growing. It's going to be a nice lock style. And I'm excited for it. And I can't wait. Now, oil and water don't necessarily mix. So, yeah, I definitely have to keep shaking up the bottle. But you can hear how drying that sounds, right? So, I think what I'm going to do is switch up my hydration routine. Change what I apply. I won't be using this water bottle anymore. I'm going to dump out the water. And I'm going to get some rose water off of Amazon. Now, rose water I like because I feel like rose water definitely is the definition of hydration. Like, rose water is so pure. I think it's better than regular water, to be honest with you. I'm going to use this lock mix because sometimes you got to make your own concoctions. So, I'm going to use this lock mix. It's going to be rose water and vitamin E oil. And I'm going to apply that to my locks as a spray. I think that's going to be my ultimate hydration, and then change what I'm drinking. Take biotin, collagen, vitamin E, like anything that I could do right now to keep my hair growing is what I'm going to do because I want my hair to grow. So you got to take things internally and change some stuff externally. So I'll be changing my method of how I moisturize my hair. No longer oil and water, it'll be rose water and vitamin E. Because I feel like rose water is very hydrating for the locks. I definitely won't be using any lock products. I know I'm going to do a separate lock talk. I think that's going to be lock talk number 11. Because I have this one, which is 9. I have another one, which is 10. So we're going to talk about lock products and what I use in my locks. I'm just going to tell you guys. I don't plan on having built up. So rose water is going to be the best way. So I'm gonna, let me look at this real quick. Can I get this oil off of this tube thing here? Yeah, I use most of the water. It kind of smells, but I'm using it for the time being until I get some money. So I can then go buy me my rose water, my vitamin E, and then I put the rose water in a spray bottle and use it and put the vitamin E drops on my scalp. Sometimes you gotta change things to see different results because my hair is very, very dry. Like, you touch my hair, it's dry. So this mixture wasn't that bad. I mean, it's not as drying because I got the oil with the water and then I have a little bit of my paste. I'm still gonna use this stuff until I finish it, but once it's done, it's done. I'm not going back to using it. I definitely won't be using jam on my locks again. I really just used the jam because I wanted the hold. Not that jam is going to give me any type of hold, but it's going to give me, like, a finished look. So, yeah. I'm trying to be done with this section by 9:30. Do this section till 10, and then do the back till 10:30, and I'm done. Yeah, so basically, yeah, this is my lock style when I don't want to retwist my hair because I'm not going to a professional do my hair. Like I stated, if you guys listen to the previous lock talk number 8, that was what I talked about. So that's kind of why I'm doing my hair right now. Let's add some more to be for 12, so yeah. So I'm going to do is put some of this water with the oil mixture.
flashlight to look into this container to see if it's finished, because I can't see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm probably gonna wash this out.
I think there's some more on the top part. But I mean, like, I only have a little bit left to do. I don't have any more to do. Let me see if I can stick it in. Stick the applicator in there and get a little excess oil that I can use. But this oil that I made was pretty good. It's a combination of castor oil, wild growth oil, rosemary, moringa, and you boil it all together. You put it in a pot, strain it, and you use it. It's pretty good. I'm making another batch. I'm going to share it with you guys on Instagram. So go follow me over there on Instagram, Jordan Hamilton. I think I used up pretty much all of it. I think I've used most of it. But this paste was pretty good. It wasn't that bad. But I would never make this into a paste again. Because the paste way is very dry. So don't make it into a paste. Don't be like me who didn't have enough oil. And that's basically what I did. Some moringa, rosemary sat there in a little bit of oil. And turned out to a paste. Pastes aren't bad for the hair, but I just wouldn't recommend it because it's stiff. That's why. Scalp because it's needed. So yeah, this would be my style. So lasted me for 2 months. I plan on doing this, aka retwisting my hair, every 2 months. Retwist wash. Am I gonna wash the once a month? That I don't really know. I might do an updated one. I might do an update on my Instagram washing my starter locks. I might do that because I don't think I'm washing my hair every month. One, because I'm gonna have to do it if my locks are unraveling. And at the rate that they're unraveling, no way. But I'm saying, like, I got the unraveling after waiting a month to wash my hair, so imagine if I waited any. Drink your water, drink your kombucha, drink your lemon water. Like, don't drink a lot of juice and sodas and coffees and tea and all that stuff. It's not even good for you. I'm not saying it's not good for you, but like in the sense of when it talks about like hydration, like doing what it's supposed to do, tea's not good for you because tea's caffeine. Caffeine is a drug. Like, there's no way caffeine's good for your hair. It's probably a stimulant because I know people do like DIY stuff. Like coffee scrubs. Yes, it's probably a stimulant in that way. But in your body, heck no. And I know I'm not a coffee addict, but I drink coffee. Like Starbucks wraps, McDonald's wraps, hot chocolate. I'm kind of going to cut that out for the month of November. And I'll update you guys at the end of the month. So for 1 month, I'm going to drink kombucha, water, and lemon water for hydration. Kombucha is an acquired taste, though. Because it's like sparkling water, but flavored, if that makes sense. Be investing that time in your hair to really make sure that it stays moisturized internally is better than externally. Because externally, the water's going to eventually evaporate and the water ain't going to be there no more. It's not. It will not be there anymore. Once you spray water on your hair, it quickly evaporates. Like. So with bantonotes, you definitely got to make sure you take your time.
Man, doing your hair can be tiring sometimes. It takes a lot of work to sit here and do this. Like, it takes me 2 whole days to do it.
Because I won't finish my hair in one night. Not even a, maybe a retwist if I was retwisting the clips, but because this is considered a lock style that I'm going to do, because I don't want to retwist the clips, I don't want to go to nobody to maintain my locks, I don't want to comb in there. I tried the comb method with some locks and it unraveled, and I don't know how to do it. Plus, I feel like there's no need for a comb. So this is like a chat, but we're also talking about hydration, but in, you know, other things, yeah. So hydration is very, very important. I think you should try to stay hydrated from the inside out, not from the outside in. Because it's not doing you anything if you don't put water on your body. Like, if I see this water right here, it's half a bottle, well, quarter of a bottle. I see this water here. I don't put it in my body, but I put it on my hair. What good is it going to do? People say, oh, you should moisturize your hair with water. Well, they also say you should drink more water. Because if you drink more water, like, you will definitely see more results. Your skin will clear up. Your hair will be more, like, more manageable, I guess. So yeah, that's my tip, to drink water internally. You can use it externally if you choose to, but it works better if it's done internally, because that way your body's allowed to absorb it, where this is just absorbing on my hair. This is not touching my body. It's touching my head, but which is my hair. It's all it's touching. Like right now, you hear that? You see? And you hear how dry it is? It don't even sound hydrated. It doesn't.
I don't know.
I think I'm gonna retwist this one last. I just wanted to retwist it real quickly. But I'm behind my hair, so I'm ready to do it. I can finish it. Let me finish up this small little section that I had sitting here. To do because they is so small. But yeah, locks definitely need hydration, and I think hydration works best internally.
In my opinion, I mean, people's opinion of hydration is different, but mine is put it in your body.
Because if you put it in your body, you definitely will see the effects of it on your hair. That's how your body gets nutrients for hair growth. If you guys did not know that, you are what you eat. So if you're eating a lot of junk food and a lot of snacks and not drinking enough water and not doing any of that stuff, or doing any of that stuff as I talk, then your hair's not going to do anything. I'm not saying I don't eat junk food, because I'm a junk food lover. We kind of need to cut out the snacks, the muffins, the cakes, the cookies, all that stuff. Not good for you, but it's good. Okay, I'm gonna do this small section right here. I'm gonna be done with it by 10 o'clock because it's gonna take me exactly 30 minutes because the section's small.
I was gathering a little bunch. And no, bantu knots are not, bantu knots are not damaging to locks. It just depends how tight you do them.
Because you gotta remember, it's a lock being wrapped around itself, so just be a little mindful when you're doing your bantu locks with me, if you listen to me and do your hair. But yes, I'm gonna finish that section last, because I have a little bit of this section left, this whole section right here to do, and then 2 sections in the back. So by 10:30. So yeah, hydration is important, and it's something that I really struggle with because I know my hair is dry. Like, if you got 4C hair, you know 4C hair. When you see 4C hair, my hair is 4C from root to tip. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way around it. There's no...
Oh, you don't got 4C hair.
No, my hair is kinky, coily. And the coily and kinkier your hair is like mine. Because my hair has a very, very, very tight curl pattern. Like, I went on a hair challenge. I think I made podcasts about it. And it was to not moisturize your hair for 5 days. I think. Or something like that. Something of that sort. I don't remember what it was, but my hair paid for that. You heard the crunch. There was no breakage. But I mean, like, it was crazy. But my hair is very dry. Very, very dry. To a touch. That's how dry my hair is. Now, I'm not saying I haven't done anything to damage my hair, but I'm just saying, like, I probably have damaged my hair because I was one to use a lot of product. But now that I started my life journey, hydration and the products I put in my hair matters and all that other stuff, X, Y, Z. So. I have two to finish in the front, just two. Stay hydrated, like drink water. Not just because you want your hair to grow, but drink water because water is good for your overall health. And I don't know how people take showers but they don't drink water. Like, weird. People are like, oh yeah, I take a shower, but I don't like water. I don't like the taste of it. It tastes bland. What is water supposed to taste like? Like, if you want some flavor, go flavor it. Drink lemon water.
I should be done within the next hour. Okay. See, job interviews be lying, yo. I ain't gotta get the job because I need a driver's license. Like, what's the point of doing the interview? We can review at your interview, okay? They do need a driver's license. Okay, I'm still gonna go. They're gonna tell me the same results as another company did. That's okay. I get it. I feel you. Like, job interviews, y'all need to be truthful if y'all gonna hire people. Don't make people come for interviews. You sound so promising. So, I don't know. Hopefully, I get my license soon. Anyways, that's off topic. Not even relating to my locks. But yeah, that's where I'm going right now. I'm 12, if you guys want to know. Damn life content creator. Creating content before I leave. Having two podcasts that I put... I'm so stupid. I put Lock Talk number 9 on both of them. I'm like, what is this? I look and I'm like, is this Lock Talk number 9? But this one is too. I think I changed one. I needed to change one to Lock Talk number 10. But oh well, I'll do it later. So I figured I'd come and finish my hair with you guys before I leave. Yeah, we gotta get a new job. Although my personal life does not have nothing to do with this podcast right now. But anyways, yeah, a new job would do me some help. Oh, and just to mention, I have a driving lesson at 3:15 today. So, 3:15 to 4:15.
Traveling was just ridiculous.
Yes. As I continue to do these, I'm hydrating them. And no, oil is not... I'm going to talk about oil because a lot of people say, oh, you need oils to hydrate your hair. No. Oil is a sealant, so you need something else to put on top of that. And I don't think water works. I mean, kudos to y'all that moisturize your hair with, water, and it works for y'all, but it doesn't work for me. Y'all heard that. It's very, very drying. It gives that drying effect. Like, no. Nope. Not happening. Oh, and you also gotta part your scalp. Not part your scalp, but part the hair so you can get the perfect twist, because that's how my scalp is going. But yeah, a lot of people say, oh, I moisturize my hair with water. People hype up hydration and they mostly talk about water. And I'm just like, well, dang. Some talk about drink more water. Some talk about get your spray bottle, mist your locks. And I'm just like, I'm not misting nothing. I am going to mist it with some Bulgarian rose water. That's what I'm going to mist it with off of Amazon. Okay, so. Got two, so I'm just gonna do the two. But yeah, moisturize my hair, or have three because this one's okay. Kind of just dust off my hands a little bit because this one's a little bit dusty. So, yeah, you just use a little bit of jam, a little bit of oil mix. Mix them two together. Bring it to the lock. Next time I recreate this style will be in 2 months. Because this is my go-to style. Because not my go-to. I lied. This is going to be my style I do when I need to retwist my hair. But I don't want to go to professional. So I figured another way to do it. This is going to be that style. So, the next time I do this style... drying my hair sounds, it feels like it's so dry. So locks and dryness is definitely a thing. Locks and shedding is definitely a thing, but I don't really have that much shedding. It's just the unraveling. I kind of go through it, smooth it out, because with unraveling, all you're doing is retwisting the part that unraveled. It's not that big of a deal. You're not restarting your locks or anything, because I can go through, separate it, and retwist them. But, like, the way my hair sounds is just so dry. Okay, so we need a little bit of the oil mix. A little bit of gel. But this combo for this lock style wasn't that bad. It wasn't giving what I was supposed to give, but it wasn't terrible. So yeah, like, back to what I was saying, a lot of people like to talk about oils for hydration. Oil's not an hydrating thing. It's a sealant. So when you oil your scalp, you need to put something over that, basically. It's like you're coating the hair with a liquid, then you're just leaving the liquid there. Basically, because oil can be in liquid form. Don't make your oil into a paste, but I'm just saying. All right, I finished this section. Okay, I got two sections in the back and this section right here. But you You hear it, right? Look, just listen. Just listen. Give me a little ASMR.
ASMR to the touch. Because I know you hear my hair. Like, I know you hear it. It just feels and sounds so dry.
And I'm just like, well, dang. We got to do something about it, don't we?
Like,
figure this out, girl. Because you ain't finna walk around with your dry hair. All right, where I'm going to start...
Alright, so let me do these two locks at the side real quickly. I also retwist either counterclockwise or clockwise. I don't care what direction I go into. Because I know some people talk about, oh, you should retwist in the same direction for what? It's hair. They're all going to fall in the same direction. Not direction, but they're all going to fall down. When my hair gets longer, it's gonna fall downward, so nah. Sometimes I twist counterclockwise, though. No, I twist clockwise, because if I go like this way, because counterclockwise would be the opposite way, so I twist clockwise. If you guys were wondering. Okay. I hope this interview's not that long. Alright. So, what is the whole car right with me now? Kind of took out... Okay. This whole... Hopefully this takes me an hour to do this part. Where did the scrunchie go? Oh, not scrunchie. Sorry, ribbing. Which I won't be using because these cause little hairs to rip out your head and whatnot. What are you doing? So a little water here. A little bit of gel. And by the way, oil and water don't even mix. Just be aware of that because... Twist it up. Ouch, your hair's all tearing. Oh my gosh. Ouch, that's so hurt. Alrighty, so I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this week's Walk Talk. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram. Underscore Joanna Hamilton. If you guys are following me there, what are you doing? Go follow me. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe to my YouTube channel. And I guess I will be giving you guys a little time. So take this time to really think about hydration and how it's so important for your natural hair or locks. It's very detrimental to your hair. It helps your hair feel better, flexibility, movement, and everything in between. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for those that follow me on Instagram and continue to support my platform. Whether you don't follow me on Instagram and you don't follow me on YouTube, well, you need to. Continue to support me. And I will support those who I want to support as well. Last but not least, we're just going to talk about finishing up these bantu knots. And we should be done by 10:30. Hopefully. That's what we're really hoping for. You see, I just put some water on my hair, and my hair is very dry. Anyways, so thank you so much for listening. The style is done by me. With the three products mentioned.
And I will retwist this last one and tell you guys that I will see you guys in the next week's lock talk. Make sure you guys tune in, because next week's lock talk, I'm actually washing my starter locks and I'm very excited about it. I waited a month. If you guys follow me on Instagram, my aunt did my hair for an event I had. So I got my hair done September 8th. I washed my hair towards the ending of October because I'm a month later. And so that's what this lock talk is going to be about. Not this one, but this lock talk coming up. And then lock talk number 11, I believe, will be talking about starter lock products for my four-month-old locks. What products do I use, and do I believe in using products, and what products do I recommend, and why? So with that being said, without further ado, I want to wish you guys a blessed, safe weekend. Be safe, safe, safe. You know, mask up, protect yourself against the pandemic we have. And with that being said, I look forward. Oh, one more thing. I'm going to start posting questions in the community tab. So I look forward to hearing you guys' responses. So make sure you guys respond, and I will be more than happy to assist you guys with any questions, comments, concerns you guys have. You guys can more than happy. You guys are more than happy, or more than likely, to catch me on Instagram. So go over there, check me out. DM me if you really have any questions. With that being said, any questions I post in the community tab, I really want to be interactive with you guys, because you guys can see my face because you guys follow my YouTube channel. But if you subscribe to it. But I'm just saying, with that being said, you know, Anchor gives us a little bit more of a way to be interactive virtually, because you hear my voice. So with that being said, make sure you guys, you know, chat with me. Hello, chat it up, block it up, you know. I'm on this lock journey sharing it with you guys, because it's a huge inspiration to me to share my hair journey. And so with that being said, I want you guys to, you know, talk. I gotta be so shy and quiet. I would love to hear from you guys. So, alright. With that being said, let me do one more. And I'm gonna wish you guys peace from Jesus Christ. Love and blessings. Yeah, I'm gonna go finish this section, these two sections. So I'll see you guys in the next lock. Like, make sure you tune in and also follow me on Instagram. I'm just Georgina Hamilton, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care.